guess where we are?
The powder room.
Woohoo! It's not very echoing here. You'd think a powder room would be really echoey.
But we're in my massive renovated bathroom.
Oh, so nice. I do love your tapware.
We're not actually in my...
You're in your lounge.
Yes, in my sitting room.
A sitting room. Ooh. Mm. Hello, dear listeners. Hope you're well.
Have you missed us?
Like that hole in your head that's cleared up. Wendy, it's so lovely and warm tonight.
It is in Melbourne. We're having a bit of a summer. When it's Wednesday.
Yes.
It's been hot since when?
A while.
And it's going to be hot for another week at least.
I know.
30 degrees and over every day.
Oh, who'd have thought? In Melbourne.
I cannot believe it.
Normally it's warm for a couple of days and then it becomes, well, not freezing, but it gets a bit chillier.
Hmm. Couple of things.
What?
No air conditioning in my house.
But it's rather pleasant. It's not uncomfortable.
Well, we've opened all the doors. We're letting the breezes come through where they may.
And the birds.
And the wasps. The wasps love coming in.
Do they?
I saw one come in, fly in through the kitchen into the pantry and take a little bit from my cat's food bowl and fly out again.
What a
carrying it.
And now they know where it is.
Well, I didn't know they could do that.
You're going to end up with all the relations here. Or the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Well, my problem is we've got a grevillea that's flowered out the back and all the bees are in there. The bees seem happy in the tree.
Bees in the tree.
They're staying there. But then there are these wasps. I don't know where they're coming from.
Are they European?
I reckon.
Oh, well,
there's not an Australian wasp.
There is indeed. But Australian wasps have lovely long wasp waists and they're far more delicate and they don't come and bite you.
So how do we tell the European?
Well, the European ones look like little bees. And they and if you've got a ham sandwich, they want to be your best friend.
Oh. Well, they've been coming in. I've been spraying them with the Naughty Cat water spray, which is what we have a little iron, what would you call it, container to spray if the cat does something like scratch the couch or try and jump on my curtains or something.
And do you use the same thing on your teenagers?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. On a day like today too.
Ah.
Yeah, they think it's funny.
Hilarious. I'll go and scratch the couch some more. Spray me, mum.
Yeah.
So, Wendy, how have you been? It's been a while.
It has been a while. And I've been pretty useless, Em.
Oh, no, never. Why?
I don't know. I've just got no motivation.
Oh, but you've just had your house renovated.
I have.
You've just moved back in.
I've still got to paint it.
You're working.
I'm working.
Working like a slave.
Yes.
So, well, I mean, motivated to do what?
Oh, do my creative things, Em.
Oh.
Get back on the horse.
We're being creative right now.
We are.
We're talking about wasps.
Yes.
Well, so what do you want to do that's creative?
Some writing, some performing.
Go on.
Maybe I'm just being a bit hard on myself.
Oh, never.
I need to But I'm thinking, oh. Holy crap, it's February, Em.
And I haven't written the next Rocky instalment. I
haven't done a thing.
And I haven't performed in Macbeth.
No.
Oh, well, unlike me, you can have some of my stuff. Because I'm going over to the Adelaide Fringe.
Yes.
And while I'm there, I'm going to do a whole heap of gigs.
Oh.
Then I've signed up to do a play.
Oh.
Then I'm trying to do some writing at home.
So, comedy
then,
festival play.
Yes. Then I'm trying to write a book.
Oh,
and then
give me something. Give
on
me,
top of that, I'm trying
it my way.
I'm trying to sing in the shower. Wendy, it's too much.
Well, just outsource to me.
Outsource. That's what I'll do.
I'll come over to Adelaide, do one of your shows.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you pretend to have been really fat?
Yeah.
Because that's what it hinges on.
Yeah.
You could talk about potato gems and your addiction to them.
Yes.
There we are. Beautiful thing.
Or I could just stick to your script.
But you could see it's already written.
Read it out. Yeah. Just read it. We once had a show where one of our performers was sick who had a headache and someone gave her tablets with codeine. She was allergic to codeine.
Thank you.
She had to be taken off to the hospital. And we had to just grab someone to read her part because the audience were there. They were seated. We had to go ahead and, you know, in hindsight, we probably should have just cancelled it, given their money back and said, sorry, we can't do it because it's just... Well, it's not right.
It's hard to read through a script and
well,
try
it is.
And
act. You're a stranger who's not, like, who's never even seen this
so
show.
It's like,
yeah.
Hang on, I'm on page 3. Hang on. Come in. That would be really hard to do.
Yes, it was hard.
Glad I wasn't her.
Mm. So even though the offer's there, if you need a night off in Adelaide, I can't guarantee that it will be a good performance and your audience will be satisfied.
Well, but the thing about it is, the good thing about doing the Adelaide Fringe,
yeah,
I've sold tickets.
Don't you? I love the Adelaide Fringe. Because we love it.
People come out.
Yeah, and, under their and they're happy to just take a punt.
That's right.
See something unusual.
Unusual and different, that's
yes.
right.
Yes.
And I'm doing theatre sports when I'm over there.
Oh,
I'm doing
fabulous.
Gigs, and I'm actually going to be performing to people, Wendy. Living, breathing,
not just chairs.
Human being. Oh, I'm looking forward to it so much.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
And I say, heckle me, heckle me. I love hearing that you're there.
Yeah.
Show us your tits. All right, I will. Only because you're so lovely.
So you're taking the birds over?
Taking the birds?
Yeah.
The birds?
To show?
The birds.
The tits?
The birds? Never heard that expression used in my life.
No, okay.
The girls, the birds. No. Yes, I am. I'm taking. Well, I've actually had to dig out one of my old bras because I'm using that in my act as a
yes.
kind of like a representation of how gigantic my melons were.
Yes.
And I talk about, you know, I bring this old bra in so you could actually re-enter the atmosphere using these. And they are huge and they actually fit perfectly on my head.
Awesome.
Yes. So I say they still fit. And then I get to say, now I'd like to do something I've always wanted to do, take my bra off on stage. And there'll be other hilarious gags like that in the show.
Yes. Plus more.
What else? Mm. What else am I doing? Well, I'm still tacking away at my book. And I've decided.
So we have a title.
Well,
working title.
A working title is My Funny Gastric Bypass.
Oh.
Which, I don't know, would you call that an oxymoron?
Perhaps.
And I've discovered
and Joe Hockey.
Hey?
Me and Joe Hockey.
Who's Joe Hockey?
Oh, MMM.
Oh, my God, my ignorance is showing.
He's a federal Liberal minister.
See, politics, it does that to me. What's he done? Is he
yes, over the summer.
He came
back, half the man he was.
Half the man he used
yes.
to be.
And that's because they knew that Julia was going to make the faux pas of announcing the election so early. But, yeah, he did. Thinking that, the Liberals are going to be in power next, I better, you know.
Better get back together.
Yeah.
Straight.
No, but I think it was also a health thing.
Oh, corks.
Yes.
Of corks.
Yes.
It always is.
Yeah.
People seem to think that it's some kind of cheat or something. But when you're very, very large,
told by the doctor that you're
right.
at death's door
that's
and
right.
need to do something immediately, then you have to do it.
Going to be main attraction at a worm's night out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing the, I don't know, the 6 foot under shuffle.
Yes.
It's time to do something about
yes,
it. Which
so Joe Hockey did.
Joe Hockey, good on you. I'm going to have to Google him now.
Someone with a sporty name, he was not sporty.
Joe non-hockey.
Non-hockey.
Joe
never played hockey
anti-hockey.
In his life. And another major thing happened today.
What? Tell me.
Politics.
What are you inflicting on me here?
They finally are going to include the Indigenous Australians in our constitution.
Ah, yes, I saw that.
So
I did see that. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You did.
Yeah, I did
there
see.
You go.
Occasionally, I'll read the important story.
Right. And what do you think of Julia's glasses?
Well, see, that's not an important story.
No. Okay.
What has she got? Any glasses? Has she?
Yes.
Has she ever had glasses before?
No, she hasn't. She probably wore contacts.
Oh.
But it did look a bit strange that she chose to bring out the glasses when she announced the election date.
Ah, so she went,
some people make comments about the glasses, like, are you just putting on, you know, are you just wearing glasses to look like you're intelligent or something?
Right.
I don't know. Some people made fun of her. It was very cruel.
Well, if she were a bloke, would the same thing have happened?
No, of course.
It's infuriating. If it's not Bronwyn Bishop and her bun, although she deserved everything she got.
Mm.
If it's not Margaret Thatcher and her equine features.
But she had a bit of a form.
Look, we've just become just as bad as all those others.
We are, on their appearance.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
Listen, if they're cows, give it to them, I say.
All right.
Anyway.
So cows, not horse meat as well.
Oh. Would you like some...
Like some mum velvet with that?
Oh, dear. Would you like a rosette with your burger?
Yes. I shopped at, what was it? Tesco?
Tesco?
When I was over there.
Did you? I wonder if you had a horse meat burger.
I hope I didn't, but who knows? Will I go funny? Something happened to me?
I shouldn't imagine so.
No.
No, I think it's just, I think the horses are probably just as tasty as cows.
Yeah, probably.
As one of the girls that I was talking to last night, she said, they're probably just confused them for being really tall, slender cows with great cheekbones. Which I thought was a very funny comment. I'm sorry, Megan, that was your joke. It was a very funny comment that made me laugh a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. So what else has been happening in the world?
In the world.
Did you see that girl on FaceTube, on the electric interweb, who got her boy, I don't know if it's true or not. It might be a bit dodgy, but apparently, she got her boyfriend's name tattooed across her face. And I'm not talking in tiny, weedy, you know, American, Arial type font. This is in great big huge Gothic letters that went from her eyebrow down to her chin.
And, interesting choice of tattoo.
Well, she'd known him for 2 weeks.
Well, good decision, I say. Like, good on you.
Don't get your tattoo faced.
She's going to be having about 4 years of laser tattoo removal now.
I'd say so.
And the tattoo probably cost $400. Easy. The removal will cost $4,000.
Oh, it's just, I don't know. She'll end up with a big pockmarked face. And then what? Who's going to want you?
She had to have been drunk.
I'd say so. On something extraordinary.
Or trying to impress him.
That's what.
But he's probably looking at her now.
He's going, it's written all over your face.
Tattoo woman.
Go away. I'm dropping you.
Go to the circus.
Yeah. Freak.
Yeah. I'll tell you something that has happened in the news that made me very, very excited.
Go on, tell me. What was that?
The discovery of Richard III's body in the car park in the UK. You cannot have been oblivious to that, Emily O'Loughlin.
Did he forget where he'd parked? What happened?
It was originally a church.
Oh, okay.
So the big battle with Henry IV? Is it Bosworth Field?
Oh, Wendy, you're asking me like I'd know.
I know.
Bosworth Field. Which one was Henry IV? He was the fourth one, wasn't he?
Yeah, but no, it's Richard III. He was the last of the Plantagenets.
Oh, wasn't he the one Shakespeare wrote about?
The big war, yeah. Yes, he did. And thanks to Shakespeare, they knew he had a curved spine. So the skeleton they found in the crypt, which was an old church under this car park, had the curved spine.
Wait a second. We're talking about a time when people didn't have many apples and oranges. There's quite likely to be a bit of scurvy. I mean, there might be lots of people out there with curvy spines.
There are other wounds, though. He obviously was killed in battle. So it's terrible wounds to his head, like with big, horrible weapons.
Why was he wearing a hat?
Crunched into his skull and his brain.
Oh.
Well, I don't know why, but...
They found him.
Brutal. Yes.
Richard
III. Well, apparently some monks whisked away his body. Otherwise, I think he was already displayed dead, naked, and people kept prodding and spearing him.
Just to make sure he really was dead.
Yes. So they whisked him off and buried him in the nearby church.
Oh, okay.
Which then must have collapsed and a car park was built on it.
They have no reverence. Those poms, they have no reverence. Well, I wonder why it wasn't marked with some... I mean, being... Well, he was... I suppose that he probably was deposed at that point.
Well, he was. He lost the kingdom.
So they weren't going to put up any nice monuments.
No.
Stuff him.
No.
He's gone.
Yep.
Piss off,
It's now
Richard.
Back to the Tudors.
Tudors?
Yes.
And then they went and built skanky houses. Yes. Of which there are so many out in the suburbs.
I love reading anything about that sort of period of history.
Oh, okay.
I do buy many an eye book.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm a sucker.
Do you watch Meet the Ancestors or any other program?
It's not going back far enough for me.
Oh, how far back do you like to go, Wendy?
Oh, Middle Ages is good for me.
Oh, you do love the Middle Ages, don't you?
Yes.
Not being in them, but being reading about
them.
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's right. Well, maybe that's why, because I am in Middle Age. I like reading about the Middle Ages.
Beautiful thing.
Maybe. So that was very exciting.
Richard the Third. There he is. He's in car park number 12B in Tesco's.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. But Wendy, it's no surprise. There's lots of things.
How do you say that? Leicester. No, Leicester.
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 Leicester Square. Now I know it's Leicester because there's a cake named after it. See, if you'd asked me that, if you'd said that, I would have said, well, it's Leicester Square.
But why not just L-E-S-T-E-R? Because why the I and the C and the extra
X
E?
And the Q and the W? Why?
Why are they there?
Oh, because it's English language. And if you ask any new Australian or somebody that's had to learn it, they'd say, it's stupid. Stupid, I think.
Tis, rather.
Stupid.
Tis.
Yes, anyway, I was going to think of something funny to say, but it's gone. It's left me. It disappeared. So are you doing anything for Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year?
Not a thing.
Why not, Wendy? We'll miss you.
Well, I've spent a lot of my renovation. I can't afford to spend it on the show.
Surely you could do a show about your renovation.
I bought a kitchen instead. I could.
Yes.
But it costs about the cost of a kitchen to put on a show.
But you could have an opportunity to get up there and whinge and moan about people that did you wrong.
I could.
Was there anybody that did you wrong during your renovations? Go on, Wendy, spill your guts. Go on,
yes,
spill the beans.
A few things I'm not happy about.
Oh, no. Well, your basins are lovely. And your dunny's lovely because I just checked it out.
Oh, good. It doesn't flush properly, though, does it?
No.
No, you have to flush it a couple of times.
I did. In fact, I was concerned that I might be there for a while. But everything turned out well in the end.
But these are the things, you know, that they don't bother to tell you. You know, your builder, who has the knowledge, you could actually say, no, well, that's not actually the best toilet to get. Don't get that one.
Get one that flushes.
No, but I think it was a bit, you know, past it all.
He doesn't
really
care so much. He's give me the money and I'm out of here.
Well, exactly, you know.
A cowboy.
Yeah, but also not, I don't know, have you ever done a renovation then?
No, can't say. Oh, no.
No, because I would think that at the end you get like a proper reconciliation, perhaps of your prime costs, not just, you know, a couple of invoices thrown at you, but not other invoices. And
I think you probably are after somebody that's probably a little more organised.
You think, yes, maybe I am. Maybe my expectations have been unrealistic.
No, but it would be nice to have that.
Well, you sort of, you know, you need to know.
So I'd like to see
how they get their figures, because your figures don't actually add up to what their figures are, and you haven't got a complete list of their figures.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit of a cowboy. Should be in a western.
I don't know. It's just, again, I'm just amazed at these industries that set their own, you know, every time you get someone in to get the antenna put back in, and then you're told, oh yeah, I could probably do that for a couple of hundred. They get here and, you know, but if this happens and it goes up and it's all, every time, at least 700 just for them to come out and do something.
$700.
Yeah.
It's the same as plumbers. Same as electricians. It's the same as anybody, really. I think we, as comedians, should start charging $700.
Well, it's just ridiculous. I got asked about doing a Mother's Day gig the other day.
Right.
And I said, yes, I'm free. Yes, I'll drive all the way down to Whoop Whoop.
Yep.
And what's their budget? $300.
Did you tell them to take a running jump?
Well, I thought
I've actually got renovations to pay for.
I think at least 700 M. That's what I think.
Yeah.
If a plumber can come out for a day, or if someone who's going to do your alarm or something can come out just for 1 hour and charge you $700.
And gentle listeners, if there's anybody that wants to employ Wendy for $700, she'll even come out and show her bum crack.
Oh, no.
Like tradesman. No. Oh, go on, Wendy. For $700.
People don't want to see that, Em.
I'd show a bit of crack.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Tradesman crack. It costs you $700, though.
Yeah, I suppose I could.
Easy money.
Try and squeeze back in those Target jeans of mine.
Yeah. Why don't they make skinny jeans for people with large calves? I suffer from over-calfage.
Do you?
I do have a large calf. I can't buy boots. And I do love...
Can't buy cowboy boots?
No.
You could get them specially made.
I could. Yeah.
Great. On the interweave?
Flared ones. So fashionable. But,
do you like skinny leg jeans?
Well, no, not particularly. But I love the colours that they come in.
You could always get the jean leggings.
Jeggings. I think, how do I want to say it? Jeggings, or I'm tossing up between jeggings and plucking my eyes out and rolling them in salt. No, I think I'll pluck my eyes out.
Look, you know, I agree. They should make them for the larger carved people.
I just want colourful jeans. Perhaps that's my bone of contention.
Yes, but I don't think skinny jeans are that flattering.
No. I wouldn't wear a pair of skinny jeans now because they're not terribly flattering. But no. I want a pair of patterned pants. A nice, bright slack.
Yes.
That's
get something, but you need to go over to Vietnam.
Yes.
Take some samples.
Yes.
Get some things made.
Yes. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Hello, I'm here. I want a colourful pant.
Mm. And while you're there, get your teeth done.
I'd like to use slave labour, please. First of all, I'll get a tummy tuck.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps, why do you got your sewing machine out?
Yes.
I'm looking for a nice pant.
All right, well, that's what all the people are doing now. They're going to Thailand. They're going to Vietnam.
Yes.
They're getting all their work done.
Yes.
They're getting boob jobs.
Oh, do you think that I have
looked at that? They're getting their Botox. They're getting their facelifts. Yeah. And dental work.
Slender and surprise looking
and
from Vietnam.
They just recover in a resort by the pool
drinking
margaritas.
I'll have a pina colada and a tummy tuck, thanks. Give me that.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
For about a quarter of the cost.
I know.
You'd have to pay here
in
Melbourne.
You think I'm joking.
I don't think you're joking.
I'm bang up for it. See you later, bingo wings. Mm. See you later,
yep.
Belly apron.
It's my sort of holiday.
Oh, thank you.
You come back and, oh, you look good. Have you just had a holiday?
Yes, I have indeed. The only thing I'd worry about, though, is in the hot weather, if you're inclined to get a bit infected. What if there was a tsetse fly or whatever they're called? Or
you get on the first plane back. If you get an infection, I would recommend first plane back.
That's not what they call barley belly. It's not the new invented version.
No. Or the ethanol belly where they poison your cocktail.
Oh, yes, that kid in Bali.
Lombok.
Does it cause temporary blindness or something?
Well, he got killed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's permanent blindness.
Yes, it is permanent.
Oh, he died. Oh, yes. I read about the kids that had suffered some kind of temporary blindness. I thought, oh, you're just pissed.
Yeah. No. they're really pissed. Oh, gee, I'm blind. Can't see a thing.
Really? Ethanol. Isn't it ethanol?
It's something bad.
Ethanol is pure alcohol, isn't it?
It's something that must be cheaper. So they give you your first cocktail, and then when you go back for the second one, they just replace it because it's cheaper for them.
Right.
And obviously the value of human life is pretty zero. You've got a return customer coming back for the second drink. That's enough. I'll take that.
Yep.
You don't want them to just keep drinking for the night? No, just, no.
Well, and then you wake up in the bathtub without your liver. Yeah. Well, you don't actually.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'd be wanting anybody's liver that had ethanol in it.
No.
No. Keep your liver.
But I don't know, you know.
I'm doing
it. A holiday.
The minute I get enough butts together, that's it. That's it.
Well, you won't need too many.
Look at these bingo wings. They're gigantic. Look at this tummy. It's absolutely gigantic.
You can go over there.
Go there, slice, dice, give me a good shake, chop off the excess.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Extreme. So it'd be like extreme Thailand makeover holiday.
Day, beautiful. E-T-M-A.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it.
E-T-M-A. Etma.
Etma. I'm going for Etma.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just having a little Etma. I'm
having a bit of an Etma. An Etma holiday, People say, what's that? It's the new thing.
See, what I like is just like with my neck, I've noticed it's starting to go. It's starting to get that little... Ooh.
Can I just say, I'm having a little
wrinkle.
There is nothing wrong with
it. It's in a certain light. I think more daylight. We're in the evening light now. But
I don't go out. You don't go out.
And it's sort of like there and there.
You don't go out in daylight. Simple as that. Or if you do,
I need is some sort of permanent peg at the back of my neck that holds it together.
There we are. You could go for a TPH.
TPH.
A Thailand peg holiday.
Yeah.
To go and get your neck pegged.
Yeah.
Peg neck. Hey, Pegneck, how's it going?
And then I think I'd also get the skin tags addressed. Got any skin tags? Look, I've got one under my eye. What's that under your eye?
I can't even see it. I'd show you my belly if you want to see a skin tag. it's the biggest skin tag you've ever seen.
All right.
But I will, and I don't care who knows.
Mm.
I'll be there in a flash. See you later, I'm out of here.
Flash M.
Yeah, and I'll leave, and there'll be a part of me in Thailand forever and ever, rotting in a waste facility somewhere.
Mm.
Oh, no, I reckon I could lose a couple of kilos.
My tummy in.
What's the capital of Thailand? T!
We should know that.
I have no idea. See, like politics, my geography is woeful. Whenever I go to a quiz night and I ask a geology question, I say, it's my time to go to the bathroom because I don't know.
Bangkok.
Oh, come on.
One night in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
No, it's actually...
I'm going to go and get a Bangkok belly job.
it's
a bit rude, doesn't it?
It's our fish oil. Well, no, you said you've been taking the fish oil.
I've been taking fish oil.
I haven't, so it's not my
memory. It's just the fact that I never knew to start with. I did geology at school, so if you want to ask me what kind of rocks they got over there, I'd probably tell you.
Well, tell me, what sort of rocks they got in Bangkok?
Well, they have to have an igneous, because it's volcanic.
Oh. Igneous. Is that the only one you remember?
Hark at you with your igneous rocks. No, that's it. That's
all you got.
That's it.
Right. Igneous.
It's a rock.
Igneous.
They have rocks there. Mm. I've got rocks in my head.
Mm. Volcanic. Right.
Right. And so, and what's coming up this week for you?
This Well, I'm going to go and visit the folks down in Rosebud.
Oh, hello, folks.
Yes, Mum hasn't been that well.
Oh.
No, and we're going to get my daughter's miles up for her L plates. Oh. You have to do 120 hours of supervised driving.
So how many hours is she up to?
She's up to about 78. So we're going well. 120
hours is a long time.
No, we're just going to get her done, and then my son is going to turn 16 in September, and we'll get his L's. So we're going to have like a concentrated period of 4 years of just being in the passenger seat.
Going, no, no. Is she a good driver?
She is now.
Good.
But to start with, she can probably hear us. She would drive very close to, you know, the parked cars on my passenger side, right. And I'd be sort of like clenched.
Because you're trying very hard, you're trying to encourage without doing this too often.
I'm thinking, look, it doesn't really matter if we scrape the side. It's an old car. Just don't want to tell her off because she'll get really antsy.
No, it was. Yes. It's, my brother, when it came, my brother offered to take me on driving lessons. We had a Mini Moke.
Oh, very safe car.
I'd say, let's go for a driving lesson. He'd say, right. And he put on the crash helmet and get in the passenger seat. Hilarious. I actually paid for driving lessons out of my money I earned at the supermarket, Action Food Bar, because I didn't want to have to put up with either my father or my mother being in the passenger seat.
And did you have a good instructor?
I did actually. It's funny because I used to go and stay on my friend's station and we used to muster sheep driving a four-wheel drive. So I learnt to drive then. I was actually a good driver at the time. I think I probably had three lessons.
Well, you only needed about three lessons. Any driving you had to do and you could get your licence.
Well, when my parents got their licence, my mother walked into the police station. The police said, do you want to pass it? She said, yes. And he said, well, write down what I tell you to. And consequently, she was the world's worst driver. Mm. No, she wasn't the worst.
Self-taught.
Well, Dad then had to teach her. So anyway.
She was a driving instructor who used to, like, touch my breast.
Oh, really?
Didn't like that. For that. It's all in the cost.
Oh, dear. I had a tennis instructor like that. Here, let me just stand behind you. Thanks anyway. Is that another racket in your pocket? Put it away. These strings are a bit tight. I can hit the ball with that. Stop it. Juice. Stop it. I was only 13 or something.
You don't know what to do, do you?
Oh, I'm like, I hardly developed as a child.
You're a bit sort of shocked and stunned.
Well, it is. It's just like,
this must be normal behaviour then.
But I was very pleased because I got a special merit card that I took on the show.
I bet you did.
And I went, look, I'm really good at tennis.
Can you get these stains off the back of my skirt? What are they?
It's pretty gross.
I don't know. Oh.
And he was sweaty and breathing. And he's standing behind me going,
Well, you know why. Sweaty and breathing. Oh, we know what he was doing for sure.
The forgotten dwarves, sweaty and breathing. Well, on that note,
let's cut-ed podcast on a pedophilia note.
No, well, see then, so, yes. Anyway, I was going to say something awful, but I'm like, my God, Emily, just drank me. Oh, the Pope resigning. We can end on that.
Oh, the Pope.
See, straight from pedophilia to the Pope resigning.
Yes.
Because I can tell you what, I know why he's doing a runner.
Why? Because a whole lot of stuff's going to come out soon.
He's doing a big runner because he was actually instrumental in keeping a lot of that stuff hidden. And it's all going to come out and bite him on his ass, and he's going to end up puffing smoke at the top of a chimney somewhere.
So you reckon this pacemaker is a mace maker?
Well, it's a job given them by God. I mean, Richard III.
Yes.
Ended up in a car park.
Yes.
Look at him. He went, no, I'm going to hang in here until somebody sticks a sword through my head. Mm. Not the Pope. The Pope's going,
I'm going to have sort of a nice little retirement for my twilight years.
Yeah. I can take my skirt and my hat.
What sort of pension does a Pope get? Oh, ex-Pope.
I don't know. They live a very nice lifestyle. Seems the Vatican's.
But where does he go? Does he have to keep on being a priest? Or they put him out to pasture did Father Bob?
Oh, they put him out to pasture. Poor Father Bob.
I know.
That's awful.
Well, he could be Pope.
He could.
He'd be an awesome Pope.
I think he'd be a great Pope.
Father Bob for Pope.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd go, shut up, a lot of you. Do what I say.
He would be the best.
Best Pope.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
Pips by Pell.
Shame women can't get in. trying to think who'd make a good lady pope.
Well, probably anyone.
Anyone. Mm. Anyone that's not the ex-Nazi.
Shake it up.
Yeah. Pedophilia hiding.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a lovely note to leave it on too, isn't it? Perhaps we can think of something happy and joyful. Anything happy and joyful happened to you, Fade? Well, it's been lovely.
Thanks for tuning into the Powder Room.
And we'll see you next time here in the Dunny of Dreams.